This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
What does it mean for changing your offense? Look, we're not talking about Jerry Rice or Raymond Berry here. We're talking about Deontay Johnson. Good player.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be the number one receiver in Baltimore. No. Probably take snaps away from Nelson Aguilar, if I'm guessing.
Probably.
But Ravens don't play a lot of three wides. Play a lot of multiple tight end sets. So this trade... helps, hinders? Does it change the philosophy of the team? As Dan was trying to allude to, your play action is kind of your bread and butter. I don't know, the acquisition of Deontay Johnson maybe tells the rest of the AFC or the NFL that we're going on full-on offensive philosophy change.
No, I don't, you know, is it a good move? Here's the thing. Is he better than people on their roster? Yes. So it upgrades the receiver group. No problem. And Bob, they gave a fifth, got a sixth. Carolina's going to be picking one. So basically it's 19 slots is what they're, and Carolina's eating some of the money, so they're paying nothing. You know, so it's a no-brainer move. I don't know why other teams wanted to do it too. But now I know when Pittsburgh got rid of him, I know talking to the Pittsburgh people, they got rid of him because he was a pain in the ass. You know, and he did drop a lot of balls.
Yes.
So that was the issue in Pittsburgh. Now, he's had some success with poor quarterback play and a poor team in Carolina. So maybe he comes here, hopefully, you know, fits into that locker room well. You almost have to. And, you know, want a chance to go win a Super Bowl. And like you said, Bob, he's fast. You know, so he'll give you some more explosives, some more speed on the field. I don't think he replaces Bateman, and I don't think he replaces Zay Flowers. Like you said, Aguilar, sure. I don't have a problem with that. And then it gives you the ability to spread people out more, which they may have to do. Like against Cleveland, you know, who wants to bunch everybody up inside, you may have to spread them out to be able to run the football a little easier.
And reading the analysis of the trade, it might have been Jameis or Jeff. I apologize. I can't remember, you know, the advanced years. But he's one of the better receivers getting outside the numbers, where the Ravens still struggle to succeed in that part of their – even though they're having a very good year throwing the football, mm-hmm. outside the numbers still is not one of the strengths of their passing offense.
Yeah, and to me that's more about Lamar than – you know, I mean, that's been kind of Lamar's thing – ever since he's been in the league, is throwing outside, you know, and look at the ones, well, he did miss one to Zay, you know, on the outside would have been a touchdown. Otherwise, he hadn't missed too many. So, yeah, does it give him, it doesn't hurt him. Let me just say that. Unless he's a pain in the ass, but if he's a pain in the ass, you get rid of him. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, less than $1 million in salary, I believe, is what he's getting from Baltimore.
The vet minimum right now. So it's a good move. It's a good move.
I'm going to say, first thing I reacted to when I saw the trade was made, all right, does he rush the quarterback?
Can he defend right.
Opposing pass catchers? So I'm going to assume, could be wrong, that this is trade deadline's Monday.
Tuesday, isn't it?
Tuesday, the 4th at 4. that this will not be the last move Eric DaCosta's making.
No. And yeah, because here's the thing. All right, that one, you know, Eric's working a lot of stuff. And some teams, maybe, Bob, that he may have a deal with is, listen, if we lose Sunday, we're in. But if not, we're not. So, I mean, there may be a lot of those types of things, you know, that are happening with the defensive guys that they're after. And Carolina was ready to jump now. So Eric jumped, you know. So it's all a timing thing. You know, does Eric want, would he have liked to get those deals done this week? Absolutely. Now, if he does nothing next week, then it'd be like, oh, come on, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app